Based on reports from Van Loo's network, Sharp postulated to Grant that Lee was intent on holding 4 or 5 points, which included Danville southwest of Richmond, Lynchburg west of Richmond, the Confederate capital itself, and a point north of Richmond, perhaps Gordonsville. Within that western swath, which held large grain fields, Lee's army, made up mostly of better fighting Virginians and North Carolinians, Sharp believed could hold out for a long time. Sharp's intelligence analysis included another wild card that worried Grant. The Confederate Congress had decided to arm blacks for the Southern cause. Sharp had reports that the rebels hoped to draft 200,000 slaves. One of his agents said wealthy Richmonders had been buying thousands of slaves and, in patriotic zeal, turning them over to rebel enrollment officers to be processed into the army. Sharp proposed a covert operation to disrupt this plan. Grant should print an order promising rewards to Confederate Army blacks who deserted with their weapons. Black Union soldiers would be infiltrated into the rebels' African American ranks to spread the news of Grant's order and foment mass revolt. Revealing his own prejudices, Sharp predicted to Grant that blacks would spread word of the order quickly, as Negroes are fond of doing with any rumor. Nothing much came of the rebel black army. A Confederate War Department clerk dismissed the parade of a few black companies in Richmond on March 23rd as a ridiculous affair. Steadily, Grant extended his lines around Petersburg to try to cut the last remaining supply routes into Richmond. Meanwhile, Sherman marched north through South Carolina to join the army commander. Lee, whom Davis had made general-in-chief for all Confederate forces, continued to hold off Grant at Richmond. But rebels farther south could not stop Sherman or large Union expeditions elsewhere. Van Loo's Churchill Mansion and Sharp's City Point Bureau became frenetic centers for spying and processing intelligence. Together, they laid bare the insides of the crumbling Confederacy, Sharp later recalled. With the intelligence that Van Loo's ring and his other agents provided, Sharp kept a constantly updated roster in his office of troop numbers and position for each regiment, brigade, and division in Lee's army. Grant forwarded the more important Van Loo reports to the White House for Lincoln to read, identifying them only as coming from our Richmond friends.